Wednesday marked the first anniversary of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkey says Khashoggi was murdered and dismembered by a Saudi hit squad inside the consulate. His killing caused an international outrage, and a year on, it continues to remain internationally contentious, with the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, pledging to find all those responsible for the killing. DW's Turkey correspondent Dorian Jones has been following the investigation for Inside Europe. Hello, Dorian.
Hello.
A memorial took place on Wednesday outside the Saudi consulate, and you were there.
Yeah, that's right. It was a very moving affair, considering that it was held just a few metres from the Saudi consulate where Jamal Khashoggi, exactly a year ago, was killed by a hit team and his body dismembered inside the building. In fact, Khashoggi was visiting the building to get documents for his planned forthcoming wedding, and his fiancée was waiting outside the building when he was killed. Now, Hatice Cengiz, his fiancée, led the commemoration. She gave a very moving speech saying she remained proud and committed to holding account everyone responsible for Khashoggi's murder. And that was a message that was echoed by international human rights groups, United Nations rapporteur Agnes Callamard, who carried out an investigation into the killing, and also the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. He was also there, given the fact that he owns Washington Post, which Khashoggi was writing for, a newspaper he uses as a platform to launch very strong attacks on the Saudi regime, and in particular Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Mm-hmm. The prince, actually, you probably heard that he was on US media and he was talking. Let's have a listen to the audio clip. But he did say he took full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia. Here is the Crown Prince speaking on 60 Minutes on CBS with news anchor Nora O'Donnell.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime, but I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
What's the reactions been to that interview in Turkey, Dorian?
Well, incredulity. I mean, I spoke with international human rights groups and they just said this denial was absolute rubbish. This was also is a view that is expressed by United Nations in their investigation, saying basically it was inconceivable that such a murder of such a high-profile person in a diplomatic building belonging to the Saudi Arabia could be carried out without the knowledge of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, given the fact that he is effectively the ruler of the country and rules with an iron grip. And this is really the views of many observers and experts on Saudi Arabia. They just say that this kind of high-level murder would not have been carried out by these individuals unless they got the go-ahead from senior officials and most likely the Crown Prince. Now, the Crown Prince denies this, but even to this point, in particular, led by the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he is calling for all to be held to account, and that is seen as including the Crown Prince.
Mm-hmm. Well, Erdogan is claiming that he's determined to hold all those responsible for the killing, and there have been people charged. I mean, what's the latest with that investigation?
Well, that's right. There is at least 11 people that Saudi prosecutors have charged with the murder of Khashoggi, and five of them are facing the death penalty. But it has to be said that observers have said that these are probably the people that actually carried out the killing. They were, in fact, the hit team were caught on Turkish security cameras arriving in Turkey the day before Khashoggi's murder. They were all clearly identified. But the key question here is who gave the order? It's not believed that these people acted alone, and that is why the attention is still focus on the Crown Prince.
Mm-hmm. Khashoggi was a very outspoken critic of the Saudi Arabia prince, and Erdogan he's taking a very strong position. But I got to ask you, Dorian, Erdogan's own record on journalist freedom is a little bit suspect, given that Turkey is often labelled as the world's worst jailer of reporters. So why is the Turkish president taking this stance?
Well, President Erdogan did know Khashoggi. They were believed to be quite close. But beyond that, this really is providing the Turkish president a rare opportunity to take the international moral high ground. As you said, that he has been hammered in the last few years for his record on journalist freedom inside Turkey. Turkey is routinely labelled as the worst jailer of journalists. There's well over 100 in jail, possibly a lot more. And this crackdown continues to this very day. But Erdogan has taken the Khashoggi case and has pushed very hard to keep it in the international agenda. And I think a key factor here is, too, that Erdogan is a rival of the Crown Prince Salman in the region. These two countries, Turkey and Saudi Arabia, are battling it out for control of the Sunni Arab world, a battle that is increasingly dividing the region. And this is seen by Erdogan as an opportunity to weaken the Crown Prince. And that is why he's continuing on this battle to try and keep a Crown Prince held to account.
Okay, Doyen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
DW's Turkey correspondent Doyen Jones speaking to me there from Istanbul.